Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Again, the Sundays in Ordinary Time. I have written a book, and I've mentioned this before, but I want to make sure that everybody hears it. I've written a book of meditations on the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel passages, not the entire Gospel, the Gospel passages in Matthew that are used for the Sundays in Ordinary Time in 2017. So you can go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Just small letters, FFJ. renewalministries.net/FFJ, and you can see how to purchase the book, Deeper Conversion. You're also going to see a lot of other materials I'm offering. Some of them are free, and some of them you may purchase. So I really encourage you to go to our website and to see what I'm trying to make available to you now in a variety of ways so that we really can grow together. So go to renewalministries.net/FFJ and see what's available. I highly recommend my book, Deeper Conversion, for this year, 2017. Those are the meditations for the Sunday Gospels in Ordinary Time. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 3. Then chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice, seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Seek humility. What does that mean? Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth. The ones who know we're not the source, that God is the source of my life, God is the source of my birth. God is the source of my eternal destiny. Everything I have that is good, I draw from him. Apart from him, I have no good. But in him, I do. That's to be humble. It's not to say I'm the source. I can do this. I can handle anything. I can make this all better. And sometimes we can, you know, humanly do projects that are good, worthwhile. But there's a lot that we can't do apart from the goodness of God. And it takes a humility to be able to admit that. And the sooner you can admit that, the more peace you're going to find. Because you can't, but God can. And when we invite him into our every thought, word, and deed, our lives begin to change. Zephaniah chapter 2. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice. Seek humility. That's what I mean by humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. But I will leave, this is through the prophet Zephaniah, I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. In other words, they're not liars. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. It's what God wants, is a people humble and lowly who take refuge in the name of the Lord. You can be humble and lowly and still be wealthy and powerful. That's quite a feat, but you can do it. It's what goes on in your heart. Are you always seeking the good of others? Are you, if you have influence, are you using your influence for the sake of the poor, for the sake of the misunderstood, for the sake of those falsely accused, for the sake of those who are real victims of serious misfortune? Do you use your influence for the good? Seek justice. Seek humility. That's what the Lord is asking. And when we live like that, they shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. Why? Because God is our shepherd and he will pasture us and care for us so that we in turn may extend his flock that we in turn may be, in a certain way, his intermediaries, his disciples, really, to bring that peace and that protection to others. Psalm 146, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. The poor in spirit are the ones who know they're not the source, who are not always trying to impress, to say, I can handle this, I can do that. You may be able to, but do you have to announce it to the world all the time? We can go quietly about doing good deeds, unless it's necessary that it be known. Am I really a person who understands? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. When I say, Lord, I want to follow you. I don't want to be the boss. I want to follow you. I want to be your disciple, your daughter, your son. I want to follow you. That puts you in a position where God can bless you because he knows that you will use the gifts he gives you for his glory and not for your own self-esteem. It's an orientation, and the Holy Spirit can help you to solidify that orientation in your life. It fights against selfishness, and it's a fierce battle, but God will give it to you. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm no good and I didn't do anything. You may well be good and do good things, but you're not the source. You're not the origin. Everything I have, I'm glad to be at your service because it comes from God. I am his servant. That's the attitude. You don't have to say those words, but that's the attitude you want to have. And God can use you powerfully. Powerfully. No, you think, how could God ever use me powerfully? You'd be surprised how God will use you. If you're poor in spirit, that is, you're not the source, you will be amazed at what God will do. The second reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. He doesn't do it to humiliate us. He does it to show us that apart from him, we have no good. And if we accept that and live in that, then he can work powerfully through us. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, whoever goes around boasting should boast in the Lord, boast what God has done for us, because without God we would have nothing. Nothing. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, let me say something. I've mentioned a marvelous scripture scholar, Merikakis, and I don't know that you can afford the four-volume series of his teaching. It would be a little library all its own. But I would have to say that Merikakis is just one of the finest scripture scholars I have ever read, and his specialty is the Gospel of Matthew. So my little book, Deeper Conversion, will give you some points that will get you started. But if you want to read a master teacher on the Gospel of Matthew, you want Merikakis. You can find him through Ignatius Press. And Merikakis says, his disciples, after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. Merikakis says that's a poor translation, because he said what happens here, and I don't have the page in front of me, so I can't quote him, but essentially what he says is, when the disciples came to him, that didn't just mean they came up and said, oh, hi, Jesus, hello, Jesus, and gathered around him. They came to him. In other words, they came very close to him. They came to union with him. They spent time with him. They rested with him. They abided. Eric Kucki says the word abide is really the word that needs to be used here. His disciples came to him. They came and learned how to abide with him, to be very near to him. That means they spent time with him. They listened to him. They spoke with him. They took his counsel. They pondered it. They asked him questions. They learned to grow. They spent time building the relationship with God. That's what you want to do. You want to spend time building the relationship because that's what you're giving away. You're sharing your relationship. You're not sharing a lot of rules and regulations. You're sharing a relationship that Jesus wants to have with those to whom you're speaking, but they don't have a clue. You want to be able to tell them that God has numbered the hairs on their head, that he knows every detail about them and loves them, and that he brings his mercy to them for the mistakes they've made. So you need to abide with the Lord. You need to draw closer to the Lord. So then you can begin to absorb the teaching that Jesus gives. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That's that humility that God wants us to have, that we're not the source. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek. That means strength under control. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Fight your temptations. Fight sometimes the addictions that you've gotten into. Fight them. You will win. You will become clean of heart, and you will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Let me, as we close, let me recommend one more book to you. Those of you who have been listeners for many years know this author, Cardinal Van Thuan, Vietnamese cardinal who spent years in prison, who suffered greatly. You want to read his biography, go again to Ignatius Press and check out their resources. I think you'll find that biography there. Cardinal Van Thuan, T-H-A-U-N, I believe, or U-A-N. I'm not sure because I don't have it in front of me, but Cardinal Van Thuan, read his life and see when he was insulted and persecuted and every kind of evil was thrown against him. Watch what he did. Learn from him. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789, Faith More Precious Than Gold, or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.